listening to CJLO 1690 AM.
Sophie Wanfor, and you are listening to CJLO Sessions.
Welcome to this episode of the CJLO Session Special, here on 1690 AM and CJLO.com. This is the show where we play live and archival sessions, recorded right here in the CJLO oven. Montreal-based singer-songwriter Wanfor dropped by the station last week to record this session in the wake of releasing her first album, Sun Tilted. She played a few songs off of the album for us, and I hope you enjoy.
Cages, and you're listening to CJLO 1690 AM.
Montreal, this is Sherva Wells. Looking forward to being your MC in Montreal on Saturday, July the 13th at the Spice Island Cultural Day in Vinette Park, Little Burgundy. Coming along with me and Grenada's Prime Minister, a Calypsonian Shortry and Boise, who plan to mash up the place. Come and enjoy spicy food, arts and crafts, entertainment galore, and some real Grenadian culture. Visit SpiceIslandCultureDay.com. It's a taste of the spice coming your way. See you there.
It's Monday. Your work week is just beginning. You can already feel the existential dread seeping in, and the weekend seems so far away.
What?
Things will only get worse from here.
Oh, for the love!
Luckily, there's Sewer Spewer. Your weekly guide to Montreal's underground punk and metal scene, with your host, Chris the Frog. Every Monday at noon on CJLO 1690 AM. Don't let your Monday drag you down. Melt your mind with some local noise.
Yeah, 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 this is CJLO. Won't you stay tuned for some more good music?
You just heard a session with local singer-songwriter Juan Four. I had the chance to chat with her about the album after she performed here in the oven. Let's take a listen.
Just like strange and mysterious and no one knows what it is. So it's like, it's kind of a good...
Yeah, Juan Four. Mm-hmm. Juan for what?
Juan for... You know, one for the show, one that actually I think comes from like one fjord, like it's like I think a town that was near a river and over which there was a fjord or like a bridge or something. My sisters told me when I was little it meant wagon wheel, but it's like that's completely lore that they made up to just trick me as an impressionable child.
I like that though, like making up lore for your own name.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I think that's allowed.
Yeah, I think so. Especially when there isn't really one that is... There's not really anything. So there's nothing to, like, discount what you've invented.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, get to make your own legends. Yeah.
Make our own legends, tell our own stories.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally.
Cool. So I'll just intro you, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm here in the CJLO studio chatting with Sophie Juan Four,
mm-hmm.
or Juan Four. Why performing under that name or your own name?
I think I have in the past, I've like had moments where I like come up with a stage name I would want to have or some title that I would want to like work under, but I think it usually ends up being kind of almost like associated with the life cycle of like a trend in my own life. And I think it kind of creates, it like makes the music you're making more of like a project, and you're like, okay, I have to like kind of fit within what this sounds like it will be. And I kind of just wanted to just be me, I guess. And I think the music I make is like, is very straightforward, and like this is, it's just like, is drawn directly from my life. It's like I'm not writing really with an inspiration. I'm just trying to like process things, and then music is sometimes what happens. So it kind of made more sense, more straightforward. Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, that leads me to my next question then about, I just wanted to know more about your songwriting process.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel like a lyricist? Like, are your songs coming out of like writing and telling these stories of your life, or mm-hmm. and then the music follows, or how does that happen?
I think with music, I'm surprised for myself because I do a lot of writing as well, but the music is definitely what comes first. And so I'll be like playing something, and then the lyrics usually come out of like trying to articulate something that I'm struggling to articulate in like every other sphere. So it's like I can't talk about it yet, or like I'm afraid to talk about it, or I'm embarrassed to talk about it. And then like singing is a place where the thing that I find most interesting is I find myself to be surprised by what I end up saying. And I'm like, oh, is that how I feel? So it's very cathartic in that way. And yeah, it just kind of happens, which has been fortunate.
Amazing. Yeah, I like that though. Like, it sounds like there's a lot of like truth in your music.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I feel like it comes across like it sounds very raw, not in like an unpolished way, but raw mm-hmm. in like a, just a very like earnest way.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it feels like you're just, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
Telling it as it is.
I'm glad that it comes across, that translates.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I asked you in because you had just released an album, which is always an exciting thing.
Yeah.
Do you want to talk about that a little?
Yeah. Well, definitely something that I never kind of thought I would do, because I think I never imagined building an album as a project the way I've kind of seen other people I know could like build an album. But I kind of realized that like over the last like 2 or so years, I just had enough music accumulated that I was like, well, this is enough. I could make an album out of it. And then putting it together, I think a lot of the motivation in some ways was to just kind of be able to like move on from it and like see what happened when that became public, because it's been such a private thing. And like, I play alone and I don't really play live ever, which hopefully that's something that like I'm ambitious to change. But at this point, it's like been so private. And I think I kind of was like, well, what is, it's like, where is this going? If it's just, is it just for me, or is it useful or nice or helpful to other people? And I think there's some music that I've heard in the last few years where I've just been realizing that what I love about it is that it's so personal and just like very individual to that person and their experience. And I'm like, wow, maybe there's something valuable in like making these personal feelings public. And so I set myself a date. I was like, June 19th, 2019. Sounds nice.
Good ring to it.
Yeah. And I like decided I was going to do that in October. And yeah, and then just started trying to put it together. But it really came together like hours before. My roommate was helping me mix and everything. And yeah, it's a lot more work and way more fun than I expected. Yeah. So that's kind of how the album came.
Wow. How are you feeling now that it's out there?
Well, it's definitely a bit of a strange experience releasing something online and like not doing anything in the real world as well. Like, I have apparently a habit this year anyway of like doing something like big and then immediately leaving the city just to kind of like not have to deal with like, I don't know, just like the reality of an event,
right,
or something. And I'm not sure if that kind of just like made it more surreal that I was like not around anyone who was hearing it. But yeah, it's nice, and it's very freeing knowing that it's just like out in the world and people are listening to it and having their own experience with it, as well as kind of strange, because it's such an intimate thing for me, and then I'm not actually there in the room when people are hearing it, but they're hearing it, so yeah.
Do you feel like you would do it again? Like, does this make you want to work towards another album or another project?
I mean, I think I'm curious to kind of see how things feel in the next few months and kind of like how or if the way I approach songwriting changes. Because as I was saying, it's like it just kind of happened. And then I was like, oh, I have enough that if I just like polish these things, I'll have an album. But I am curious to just kind of like see if or how I would work if I tried to like do an album as a project and like try and have like a focus. And that is something I would like to do. So we'll see. I don't know if it'll be, I'll have to just like wait for things to happen to me over the next like right. 2 to 3 years. Yeah. Or like if that's something I could just do. But sitting down and writing a song is like kind of foreign mm-hmm. to me. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Gotta tap into the flow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Life has to happen a bit. Yeah. To feed into. You gotta have songwriting material.
Yeah. You gotta have new feelings. You gotta hit a wall. You have to try and process them. And then... yeah.
Yeah. And you said maybe you'd be interested in like playing some shows.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's definitely something I feel a lot more nervous about than I expect. I'm like, yeah, for sure. And then I think as I get closer to like maybe doing it or like contacting a venue, then I get so nervous all of a sudden. And I think mostly it's because I play alone.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm not used to having an audience. So that is like, I want to push myself to do that because it is a different experience. And then you get to like have more of a rapport with the people that are hearing what you're doing.
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like it's like one of the most vulnerable positions you can put yourself in, right? Mm-hmm. You're like, here's me and my music and my feelings.
Mm-hmm.
But then you have that exactly like you said, like you can watch people's faces react to your music. And then also like, it's a really nice feeling when people come up to you after and tell them how your music makes them feel.
Mm-hmm.
So I hope you get to have that experience.
Yeah. It's definitely strange to think that that switch could happen, like being on the other side, just because I feel I've obviously spent way more time as an audience member, like
right.
being like profoundly moved by a musician and like going home and just being like, oh my God, you know, life changed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like that's a weird question to grapple with. Like, is my music changing lives?
Yeah.
Even in some small way.
Yeah. I mean, it's weird to grapple with, and like, I feel like I don't know if I want to like think of that really.
Yeah.
I'm just like, like the fact that people are hearing it is like interesting in and of itself to me. So.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. You said that you don't necessarily feel inspired to go write songs, like they more just happen.
Mm-hmm.
So I won't ask what music inspires you, but mm-hmm. like what are you listening to?
Well, there is definitely music that I think inspires like the way I ultimately approach what I'm doing. Like, yeah, what I'm listening to, Hayley Hendricks is an album, like that album I Need to Start a Garden was like kind of like turned this switch in my head where I was like, I need to write an album. Like, I think just made me like remember that like music doesn't need to be complicated and it doesn't need to be with a full band. It doesn't need to be like polished and like highly produced in order to like be legitimate. I don't know why I like forgot that was a thing, but like Hayley Hendricks and Jennifer Castle writes like incredible lyrics
mm-hmm.
and Angel Olsen as well, and like Patsy Cline I listen to a lot as well. I'm just like, she's an incredible singer. Yeah, those are, and then also the band Sales I like a lot, but that's definitely like not that's the kind of music I thought I would be able to do or play, but I like don't understand electronics, so I don't think it's gonna happen.
Maybe in the future.
Yeah. I mean, the future is definitely the place where electronics always are existing, so yeah.
Very true.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
And so your album, Sun Tilted, where can people hear it?
Right now, it's on Bandcamp, on my Bandcamp, and also SoundCloud. And right now, that's it, because it's not mastered yet. And so I think once in the future, like maybe like when or if it's mastered, I think then I would do a physical release and then maybe try and like, I don't know, do more like platforms other than the most immediately available ones.
Cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah, lots on the horizon maybe.
Yeah. Yeah. The horizon is out there.
Thank you for coming in today.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Cool.
Thank you.
You just heard a session and conversation recorded with local artist Sophie Wanfor here on the CJLO session special. I'm going to play some music for you that Sophie mentioned in our chat there, some of the things that help inspire her. This is Worth It by Haley Hendricks. After that, we're going to hear Tonight the Evening by Canadian musician Jennifer Castle on CJLO.
Opportunity to hit you right, so put me in a line, add another line. Soon you'll have a box and you can put me inside. And put me in a box, boy, put me in a box. Put me in a box and call me anything you want, boy. Put me in a line, put me in a line. Put me in the morning, put my feelings into life. Put me in a box, boy, put me in a box. Put me in a box and call me anything. Put me in a line, put me in a line, put me in the morning, put my ready for their outlaw. Everyone is ready for their call. Maybe I've been selfish all along. Finally, I'm ready for nothing. Maybe I've been selfish. Or maybe I've been selfless. Or maybe I've been worthless. Maybe I've been worthless. Maybe I've been worthless. Maybe I've been worthless. Maybe I've been worthless.
Do you like attending free events? How about free concerts or free film screenings? CJLO's magazine team is always looking for contributors to cover rad events all over the city. If you'd like to become a contributor, send an email to mageditor@cjlo.com and check out our magazine at cjlo.com.
Oh, hey guys, how's it going?
Okay.
Good. Say, do you guys like music?
Certainly.
Well, then do I have a show for you. It's on Sundays from 4 to 6. It's called Grade A Explosives.
We've got explosives.
Well, it's not real explosives. It's songs, good songs, that you'll like.
All right.
So tune in to listen to some great stuff from rock bands and electro groups and all kinds of metal awesomeness.
Kaboom!
Only on CJLO, 1690 AM.
It's beautiful!
Yeah, 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 this is CJLO. Won't you stay tuned for some more good music?
You're listening to the CJLO Session Special. Stay tuned for one from the archives. We've got Chrissy up next.
I'd like to live high as hell one
You just heard a session with Chrissy from the archives. Chrissy stopped by the station earlier this summer and recorded the session for Femme AM, and they'll be back in Montreal next week to play at Brasserie Beaubien on Friday, July 12th, along with Big Cher and Tim Johnson. And that's it for this episode of the CJLO Session Special. Tune in every Thursday at noon for live and archival sessions right here on CJLO 1690 AM and CJLO.com. Thank you.
Vegas, so I'm coming home from Vegas, and I'm hoping that I get to see you soon. And I fear that you're in danger, my American alligator, and I know that you are fearing for me too. This proposal might be reckless, but I'm hoping that you say yes, cause I feel that you've been feeling some way too. I know that love's absurd, but if you'd be my bird, I could be your dove. You praise me like I've made it, so I'm coming home from Vegas, and I'm hoping that I get to see you soon. And please don't be a stranger, my kind-hearted park ranger, cause I know that you've been looking for me too. And let's not get upset when all our friends are making bets on who is gonna be the one to make the first move. I know that love's absurd, but if you'd be my bird, I could be your dove. I see you for who you are, not your friends, not your sports car. I'm dreaming of your love. I know that love's absurd, but if you'd be my bird, not your friends, not your sports car, no. I'm dreaming of your love. I know that love's absurd, but if you'd be my bird, I could be your dove. I see you for who you are, not your friends, not your sports cars. I'm dreaming of your love.
Let me see your titties. Let me see your titties. She said,
your money in the air, let it rain, rain, let it rain down. She wanna skip the winter just to shake it in the summer. If I didn't show up to your party, homie, that's a bummer. Strippers on the pole and they going up and down. I sip out my cup to make me calm down. I'm a fly Brooklyn bitch, but when I'm in Atlanta, I be sticking rhymes in the thong, hit it with bandanas. I'ma play that cat like it was played by Santana. Bitch, I hit you up, Mangana, for a recap. My hang, I'm a freak, girl. Watch me take a peek, girl. Touching on your nipples, mighty long. Take a seat, girl. Wanna introduce you to my mighty long. You dance the songs, it could take you all night and long. What you hiding in that dress? Curiosity's killing me. When you hit the stage, tell them all niggas you feeling me.
Let me see your titties. Let me see your titties. She said, okay. Okay. Now let me see your pussy. Let me see your pussy. She said, okay. Okay.
Monday night, Atlanta child, and they say all the hoes at Magic. See, no, I'm no David Copperfield, but I'm sure I can pull up rabbit. See, I'm adamant when I see something I want, I reach out and grab it. Like this cannabis that I'm blowing, bust the package, boy, it's cherry kush. Stanky, smelly much, but this is the only hairy bush that I would like to put my lips on. I like that pussy Brazilian wax with the nips showing, tiptoeing the high heels of her bare feet, and she down with some major dick blowing. Yep. How many licks does it take to get to the bottom of a Tootsie Roll? What? Pop was a weasel when it explode in her mouth, boy, that's cold. Than Shaquille O'Neal from the free throw line. And I'm a peaceful person, so she wanted to give me peace of mind. Now it appears that I am brain dead. My legs feel like Joe from Family Guy because she got insane head. Call me crazy, but nowadays it seems like nothing is sacred. Oh well, I already got me somebody to play with.
Let me see your titties.
Let me
see your titties. She said okay.
She let me
see your pussy.